Following months of negotiations with the Utah Department of Water Quality and the Division of Utah State Parks and Recreation, a draft settlement has been reached. John Whitehead, Assistant Director of the Division of Water Quality, says Chevron has already spent $21.5 million on cleanup and mitigation efforts.
They've installed some new trails. They've done some monitoring and mitigation work that really is fairly extensive in terms of the site. So if you were a visitor at the park before the event happened and then go back today, I think you'd see a cleaner and nicer version of what was there before.
Last March, Chevron's 760-mile-long pipeline broke, releasing more than 25,000 gallons of diesel fuel into the soil and marshes at Willard Bay. The rupture was the result of a split in the lengthwise seam of the 60-year-old pipeline. Whitehead says the public is invited to review and comment on the draft settlement agreement now through January 16, 2014.
We will take those comments, review them for whether we've missed the boat or whether we've done something wrong. We'll give them careful consideration, and then we can choose to either execute the agreement as it is proposed now, revise it, or even abandon it if we felt it was completely wrong.
In a statement, Chevron officials said the company is committed to meeting its obligations under the agreement and will continue to work with state authorities on any required remediation and monitoring programs. The incident in Willard Bay was the company's third petroleum spill in Utah in less than 3 years. Whitney Evans, KUER News.